cracking the code on how you can optimize, personalize, and monetize your app marketing and mobile growth efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence, hosted by Peggy Ann Saltz. Peggy, a top 30 mobile marketing influencer, 9-time author, and content strategist, brings you her pick of tech, trends, guests, and cool stuff to help you drive growth and create deep connections with your customers. Now, prepare to get motivated and activated with our host.
Hey, hello, and welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, where I plan, produce, and promote content that allows my clients to reach performance goals and scale growth. And of course, growth is what we cover here at Mobile Presence, how to grow your mobile app or your audience through tools and techs. But to be serious about this, you know, growth is just only half the battle. You also have to know and measure your results. And that's where the problems can start. And of course, what we're talking about here is ad fraud. It is the problem. It is the buzzword. And for good reason. It's complex with 9 types of ad fraud and counting, and it's costly. In fact, a recent report from mobile measurement company Adjust found that mobile ad fraud doubled year over year during the first quarter of 2018. Big problem, not going away anytime soon. In fact, it continually contributes a larger portion of overall global digital ad fraud, which was incidentally more than $16 billion last year. So we're going to talk about the problem. Where is it coming from? Who are the perpetrators? How is this happening? What can you do? And my guest today is Gary Danks. He is Managing Director and Founder at Machine Advertising in the UK. Gary, thanks so much for making it to the show.
Oh, yeah, pleasure. Thanks for having us.
So, Machine Advertising, let's start there because everyone is talking about ad fraud, but you have a different approach and you're focusing on a different type of install fraud. So it's app install fraud, not just mobile ad fraud. But let's talk first about the company. Who and what is Machine?
As you said, Peggy, Machine really specifically measures fraudulent app installs. So ad fraud is quite a broad term. Mm-hmm. So it can be many things to many different people. It's normally the media of which the advertiser is buying. What we measure is the quality of the app install, which app brands buy from the market. Are they real or are they fake, essentially?
I'm just curious. I mean, it's interesting because this is a type of ad fraud that you can tell, you know, it's not as nebulous, I'd like to say, as the other 9 types. You know, we don't have to worry about people being offshore and doing their click fraud and their click spamming necessarily. This is something a bit different. Can you give me an idea why the laser focus on this type of fraud at your company?
Yeah, I suppose really the number one reason is because it's such a massive problem. The whole team here have worked in mobile advertising for many years, myself 13 years, others 7, 8, 9 years and so on. And we weren't really aware of the size of the problem until probably about 2.5 years ago, which is when we started to really focus on the problem. So number one is the size of the problem. Number two is really how unaware app brands are of it as well. So even the big brands a lot of them are unaware of the size of the problem. Ad fraud is a hot topic, as you said at the top of the show. But the part that doesn't get much coverage is the size of the fraudulent app install problem within that ad fraud category. So it was really to provide a service to the market where they could eliminate and detect fraudulent app installs within their supply chain.
Now, you've done a lot of writing out there. And of course, listeners, I'm going to have this later in the show notes because you have to check out Gary's guest columns out there on the various publications and outlets. And you've written something I thought was very strong. It says, "Are you a marketer who currently pays for app installs? If the answer is yes, then you are affected by app install fraud. It's as simple as that." I mean, it's very straightforward. It's also very frightening. Gary, can we have any idea of just how big the problem is really?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's the majority rather than the minority of app installs suspicious or fraudulent. And I mean, that's being quite broad about it. So mm-hmm. we only have a handful of clients because we're fairly new. We only launched in March this year, but we're onboarding new clients all the time. Most of our clients are gaming clients. Then we have some gambling sports betting clients, and then we have some retail clients and a few other categories in there. Now, if you look at the different categories, they all have different levels of fraud within them. And that's not because the fraudulent players specifically target those verticals. It's because certain verticals have better protection than others because they're more aware of the problem. So the gaming vertical tends to be a little bit more protected than most other verticals. And if you go to the other extreme, you have like travel companies and retail companies that have no protection at all. That's where you find the real high volumes of fraud, because the bad players in the ecosystem know that they're not protected and therefore take advantage of that sort of gap in their campaign. At that other end, you can see, sort of 80 plus percent of the installs that they're buying are completely worthless. At the other end, the gaming sort of vertical, you're probably going to see around sort of 10 to 15%, maybe up to 20%.
I'm not putting you on the spot here, Gary, but can we try and put that into some numbers? Is there an estimate what you're losing out on when 10 to 15% of your app installs are fraudulent? Or, I mean, you can imagine what 80% is, but let's try and get an idea of some numbers. And then we'll get into also a report that you did, because you've looked at ad fraud. You've done a little bit of a test and just sort of picked them out and surprised everyone with that. But how much the cost? Let's start there.
The cost is quite hard to actually to put a figure on it, but okay. to help give some context, I suppose, because that's what everyone wants to hear, really. So when I was talking about the different ends of the scale there with the sort of gaming clients and then really pretty much everyone else, and then the gaming clients, they're 10 to 15% that they get is worth a lot more than potentially an 80%. To a retail client, because the gaming publishers and the gaming vertical spend so much more money than everyone else. Mm. It's on an order of magnitude more in terms of their user acquisition campaigns. Month on month, they're spending significant amounts more money. So for them, 1 or 2% detected is worth a lot of money. Down at the other end, of course, the marketers are losing the majority of their marketing budget. I could put sort of a very top line summary on it, really. So in the first half year of this year, we've analysed in or around about 36 million app installs, and we detected about 53% of them to be fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but if you put a sort of market average of a cost per install on that of let's just say, for example, $2, then you're talking about upwards of the high $20 million lost, or even $30 million potentially being lost, or let's just say that we saved rather than being lost.
Mm-hmm. And that's not just all of it. What I'm hearing a lot more about in the industry is also, one is the money you've lost, which is significant, but it's also about the sort of the muddying of the data, because now you're running a system on data that says you have these installs, or you have this audience data around these installs, and that gets into the model, and then predictive modeling is out the window.
Yeah.
Are you hearing that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a good point, actually. Of course, the main problem is, or one of the main problems is the loss of money. But of course, the sort of byproduct of that is that you just don't have a clue what's actually really working. Your reporting's getting congested with fraudulent app installs. They're messing up your marketing data, your attribution data, and so on. And then maybe there's a bigger picture there as well, in terms of, some of these companies, certainly some of ours, are publicly listed. And therefore, they need to know exactly out of the installs that, that they're paying for and they're communicating to the market, which ones are real and which ones aren't? Because the repercussions of that could be pretty big if you're communicating fraudulent figures or false figures to the market.
Well, it's a huge problem. It's very interesting, and particularly because you're so laser focused on it. We do have to go to break, but listeners, don't go away, because when we get back, we'll be talking. We've talked about the problem. Now we're going to talk about how are they doing this? How are they getting past us and why? And maybe also what we can do. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for its 7th Annual International Mobile Web Award Competition. This award program is an opportunity for mobile developers to demonstrate their expertise in this growing medium. It recognizes the individual and team achievements of web professionals all over the world who create and maintain outstanding responsive and mobile websites and mobile applications. Deadline for entry is September 28, 2018. Submit your entry today at www.mobile-webaward.org. That's mobile-webaward.org.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Keep your headphones handy and the feed loaded. We never stop, do you?
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And we have today Gary Danks. He is Managing Director and Founder at Machine Advertising. And Gary, right before the break, we were talking about the problem. We were talking also about your own internal research and data and what that's showing, you know, the size of the problem. But let's take a step back and be very clear about the what. What exactly is app install fraud? And more importantly, who is doing it?
Okay, so, I mean, app install, a fraudulent app install is a scam. It basically comes down to that. It's when a bad mm-hmm. player is trying to get money from an advertiser for something that's worthless. And the thing that's worthless is the app install. Now, large app brands, like large travel brands and gaming brands and so on, will buy app installs from the market, and they will pay on a CPI, so a cost per install. Now, as with a programmatic trader, they're buying CPMs on the cost per impression. These guys are buying on the cost per install. So there's lots of different methods out there that can fool the advertiser into believing that firstly they've received an app install at all, and then secondly, if that app install, if it is real, it's the type of install that they want. So is it in the correct region? Is it from a user that's generally interested in their product?
So that's what it is. So it's just basically, you know, and I've heard about this in the industry. There are some ways to sort of see it, because you'll see it being installed, and then in a very, very short period of time, like even faster than you would normally have to even make the decision to uninstall it. That's what's happening. So that's one sign of it. We'll get into the signs in a moment, but who is doing it? Who is part of
the who?
Perpetrators?
It's a question we get asked a lot. I mean, the industries as a whole, the knowledge levels aren't great in the industry, which is why we're here, really, to help with that, to help bridge that gap. And one of the questions that we get asked a lot is, who's doing it? Why would they be doing it? And how, I suppose, really. And the who you can break these down into two quite broad categories on who's doing the install fraud, and they would be bad ad networks and also the source of the fraud, which you could categorize as a publisher or a bad app. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is within a bad ad network, there would probably be about three, maybe four categories of bad ad networks. Sorry, of ad networks, let's say, not all bad. Now the worst of the ad networks would typically be knowingly sending through fraudulent traffic. They could even be the source of the fraudulent traffic. Mm-hmm. But in the best case scenario with these guys is they're knowingly sending the advertisers fraudulent app installs. So that they're not even exposed to it themselves. They're basically just letting the app installs happen. And if they get caught, they will scrub the app installs from the invoice, and the ones that they don't get caught for that they would get paid out on. Now, mm-hmm. Now down from that would be a network which is exposed to app installs themselves. So an ad network is essentially a marketplace, and that marketplace has tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and in some cases millions of traders within it. So the ad network is the area to where they all trade, and the ad network can't police them all. And within those publishers will be some bad publishers who are supplying fraudulent app installs. Now the ad network has some responsibility to police those publishers. Some turn the blind eye to it, and some are exposed to it themselves. And there are a lot of good ones out there that try and clean up their ad network.
So,
go ahead.
I was just going to say though that it can happen. You know, what I'm hearing here is it can happen on purpose, it can happen by accident, or just sort of part of the structure of the marketplace.
Yes.
You know, of what we have built as our programmatic marketplace. It's just one of the downsides, I guess, of the progress.
Exactly. And as I was saying, the ad networks do have some responsibility to mm-hmm. do some due diligence on who they let into their market. But unfortunately, it's quite a big task to monitor them all. Now, on the other side of that is the other category is the publishers. Now, that this could be an application that's been built specifically for generating money through fraudulent practices. And they can generate money through these different methods of fraudulent practices. There's probably about, I'd say, seven or eight now that we're detecting and categorizing. And within those seven or eight, there are sort of multiple sort of nuances to them all as well, which you could probably split out into other names as well. So there could be a whole long tail of different methods here. And a bad publisher would run either, you could categorize that bad publisher into two categories itself as well. It could be human or it could be artificial. And the human side of it would be locations, quite often in Russia or China or Israel or places like this, where they're running manual labor to basically click on phones. They're masking their location of where they are. They're clicking on real phones and downloading real applications. But the advertiser in this case isn't paying for an application in China. They want one in France or Germany or so on. And then the flip side to that, the much more efficient way to run these operations is artificial. And this would be run from emulated devices or servers, basically running an install farm, but much more efficiently. And again, they give off signals of fraudulent practices, which we pick up on.
How exactly is that happening at Machine? Because I'm reading that you analyzed over 22.4 million app installs. We discussed earlier 56% of app installs were detected as fraudulent. you must be seeing something, or there must be a sign, or it must be your technology is picking up on something. What are some of those signals, or is this something that that is sort of work in progress and developing as we speak? Because of course, proper traders are also smart and probably coming up with new ways as we speak.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to always develop new techniques to identify the signals as well. But you can break our signals or our categories, what we look for, down into four key pillars, really. So the first one being, is it human or non-human? And we look at that. So is the install happening on a has the install happened by a human or artificially? The second we'd look at would be the location. So is the location good or bad? That doesn't just mean out of region. So an advertiser advertising in the States can still get a bad location within the States. And what we mean by that is this a location that we're aware of generating fraudulent app installs? So it's non-human, human, and location. And then the third one would be publisher. So the application that it's come from, have we seen it before? Is it a good publisher or a bad publisher? And the fourth one would be the in-app events. So we'd look at the type of events that are taking place within the application once it's downloaded, if any. Quite often with fraudulent app installs, there's very little activity once the installs happened, but in the case of some forms of fraudulent practices, there are plenty of events that happen after the install.
And of course, I would imagine the signals that you're seeing, that that internal checklist at machine, that's probably part of your IP, that you say, oh, look, this app has this and this and this characteristic, this is fraudulent.
Exactly. Yeah. And therefore, we can't go into too much detail. I mean, it's actually one of the challenges that we have in the market is obviously with clients that they want to know exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, some clients are quite happy just to know how much we've blocked or detected, prevented, and how much money they've saved. But some clients want to dig a bit deeper and go into our exact methods. And we have to be very careful, firstly, even with the clients that we're quite familiar with, but also what we publish publicly as well, because obviously we don't want to give away any of our secret sauce as such, in terms of not because of our competitors, because of really because of the sort of bad players trying to crack the code as such. They would get there themselves through their own sort of practices, and so we're here to make it as hard for them as possible, and that's our job, really.
And it makes perfect sense, because if you were to sort of name and blame or start saying these are the things you need to look for, then you're just telling them what to fix,
and
how to move on and how to go undetected. So it makes perfect sense.
Exactly. And we do release information like that, but it's very top line. You know, so we've sort of taken a step back, talking about the things that we look for, non-human or human. I mean, there are not hundreds, but dozens and dozens of signals under those categories that we look for to tell us whether it's a human or non-human. And it's the same with them all.
Well, it's very clear that most of the companies, most of the listeners here, are impacted at some level by app install fraud. And so we're going to come back after the break, Gary, and maybe you're going to share a few tips about how they can watch their back, or maybe just engage at a certain level with machine advertising to make certain that they're stopping this at the source. So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Content Marketing World 2018 comes to Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th through the 7th. Learn more at contentmarketingworld.com. Content Marketing World 2018 is the one event where you will learn and network with the best and brightest in the content marketing industry. Content Marketing World will have over 120 sessions and workshops presented by the leading brand marketers and experts from around the world, covering strategy, storytelling, ROI, demand generation, AI, and more. Leave Cleveland with all the materials you need to build a content marketing plan that will grow your business and inspire your audience. Save $100 off of registration using promo code RADIO100. That's radio and the number 100. Don't miss Content Marketing World 2018 in Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th through the 7th. Register now at contentmarketingworld.com. There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. Webmasterradio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the webmasterradio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of
podcasting at the speed of sound. Webmasterradio.fm, the flamethrower.
Private offer,
Webmasterradio.fm,
for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we are back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz, with Mobile Groove, and we have today Gary Danks, Managing Director and Founder at Machine Advertising. And Gary, we're talking about the problem. It's almost at some level quite frightening. So you sort of want to give people a list or an idea of, you know, what do they need to watch for? What are the red flags when they're talking to their ad partners, and vendors out there who are saying, yep, that's right, you know, it's 100% fraud-free traffic. That's probably one of the biggest red flags. I've seen that, too. When I see that in an email, it's like, no way. But what is it that they should be watching for?
Okay, yeah. So you're absolutely right. If anyone says they're 100% fraud-free, then that's definitely a red flag. Just to put some context on that, for year to date, we've analyzed over 150 ad networks, probably nearer to 200. None of them are fraud-free. At the very least, you would expect to see about 12 to 15% fraudulent installs. And that's with protection as well. If you don't have protection, then it's going to go up. So some of the red flags or some of the questions you could ask your vendors are really at the lower end of our scale, where out of those ad networks that we've analyzed, the ones that have the least amount of fraudulent inventory and fraudulent app installs are the pure play SDK ad networks. So that means that they've got their own technology within their publishers and it's very tightly monitored. So that they've got a relationship directly with the inventory themselves. Now, unfortunately, the long tail of the industry, the long tail of ad networks, the hundreds and hundreds that are out there don't have their own direct inventory sources. And therefore, what they do is they use a combination of programmatic tools like DSPs and so on. And quite often, they just rebroker it in between each other. And they may tell the advertiser that they've got this proprietary technology and that proprietary technology, but quite often when our technology is monitoring our clients' campaigns, the curtains really pull back and you see quite often it's a lot of smoke and mirrors behind the curtain.
Exactly the segue I wanted. So you're saying when I have your technology, so how do I actually engage with Machine?
Okay, so obviously we have a website, so machineadvertising.com. We've got lots of content on there. We'll be releasing a lot more come the end of the summer as well. We've taken a break from it midway through July and August, but come the end of summer is going to be consistent.
So I meant, Gary, really, how would I engage with you? So I say, that's it. I want to put an end to worthless app installs. How am I actually working together with your company?
Okay, so firstly, once we start talking with a client, we offer 30-day free trials, and that's more than enough time for us to get a good amount of data on a client's supply chain. What would happen is that we would connect via, quite often via their MMP API. So that would be like a Just, AppsFlyer, Kochava, and so on. And we would receive the data from their MMP. We would enrich that data with our own data sets that we have. And we can start to analyze the installs that they're collecting. It's very resource light as well on the client's end. Very little needs to be done at all. After the 30 days, they will have a full analysis of their supply chain. It's almost like getting an audit done. Mm-hmm. And considering we offer it for free, it really adds great value. And of course, from that point onwards, if the client wants to continue to work with us, then we charge on a monthly license fee of our platform. Now, with that platform, we don't expect everyone just to start using it and operating it themselves. We offer the support as part of that fee, and then when needed as well. Quite often, it is there's some additional support added on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have some of the details in our show notes as well, and hopefully, Gary, have you back on the show, because I do admire the posts that you have written. As you said, more coming after the summer, and also the research that you're doing into just internal data and revealing just what the problem is, the scope of the problem, the potential cost of the problem. In the meantime, how do people stay in touch with you personally? They've heard you on the show, Gary, and they say, I want to stay in touch with him. I want to know what he's blogging. I want to know what he's writing. How would they do that? What's the best way?
The best way is to link into me on LinkedIn, start following me and the company, and then the other guys that work here. All releasing content themselves. So get linking to me on LinkedIn.
Okay. And listeners, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@MobileGroove. MobileGroove.com is also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And that, my friends, is a wrap of yet another episode of Mobile Presence. You can, of course, check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Radio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.